Welcome to the Progress Your Health podcast with your hosts, Dr. Robert Mackey and Dr. Valerie Davidson, a husband and wife team who specialize in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy and functional medicine. They're here to help you lose weight, balance hormones, and age gracefully. It's their mission to motivate, educate, and empower you to take your health to the next level. And now your hosts, hormone experts, Dr. Mackey and Dr. Davidson.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Progress Your Health Podcast. I'm Dr. Mackey.
And I'm Dr. Davidson.
We
have a whole bunch of questions.
We're only going to do one today, but it was really interesting. So, you know, anyone that knows anything about websites, we have a WordPress-based website. If you don't have a website, you probably don't know that. But if you do have a website, you're probably aware of what that is. Just a, you know, basically just a platform. Like there's Squarespace, there's Wix, there's whatever. WordPress has been around forever. Lots of websites have a WordPress-based website. And we had been getting some questions. We tried to do it very easily. Create an Ask the Doctor tab, put in your name, email, ask your question, but it wasn't working. Right. So we got a couple of messages through the contact form saying, hey, I tried to submit. It wouldn't work. Okay. Sorry. So then we got it fixed. So now the submit button actually works. Then we couldn't figure out where the questions were.
I felt bad because I thought nobody's asking any questions. What's going on? I felt, because we love answering all, all the listeners and blog readers' questions. I mean, where are all the questions? So I just thought nobody was listening.
Yeah, well.
But now we have a lot of questions. Yeah, we found them.
We found them in the spam folder because when someone submits a question, they get emailed to us.
But I was looking in the spam folder.
Yeah, well,
It was in there.
You have to go to, I don't know what I did, but I found it on the email. So now we have to make sure that it ends up in the inbox that we see when they come in. And then I found them on the website where they get submitted. So now we should be good to go. So realizing we weren't getting any questions, but we just weren't aware that there is actually questions there. Like I said, I feel like I'm pretty tech savvy when it comes to most things. This one made me feel pretty stupid, that I couldn't figure out where the questions were. So I got it figured out. Again, we're going to be probably changing where the Ask the Doctor is going to be positioned just to encourage more questions, right? Ask your questions. We'll answer them on the podcast. So it's going to probably be up in the top navigation bar. If you go to the main page of the website, it's going to be there. It'll probably be down in the footer, down at the bottom of the website, just a tab. It takes you a separate page. Very, very simple to ask your question. Just to create kind of a one spot or one place for that question to show up. Gives us lots of really good topics to discuss on the podcast. So this one is from Catherine. Why don't you go ahead and read the question?
Okay, so this question, she says, hello, should I apply Biest only in the morning or the morning and the night? My dose is 2 clicks. I'm asking because I'm wondering if Biest can be energizing. Thanks so much.
Yeah, really short. That's another thing I did on that Ask a Doctor form. I think it had like 180 words or 180 characters. So it's really short. So I had our web developer see if they could increase the amount of space there. Because I want it to be, is unlimited. You can ask as long of a question as you want.
I'm sure that Catherine, because I can see all the questions that we got in, that some of them actually abbreviated some words because they couldn't put in their entire question. So anybody that's writing us a question, be as verbose as you'd like. Make it as long as you want to, because we love the detail. Because when it comes to hormones and hormone replacement, natural lifestyle hormone, all that stuff, it's not like I have one problem, fix it. There's a lot of times people have so many different issues, in all one place, because we're all human. Any detail you want to include in that. So I'm sorry, everybody, when we get to your questions that you're only allowed to put in, I think they got like a couple sentences in here.
But I did try to take care of that. So that way they can be as detailed as they want asking their question. Because we've gotten some in the past that are really detailed, for good reason. Because you're right, when it comes to hormone replacement, I mean, it is very nuanced. There are so many subjective issues that are going on for a woman physically, emotionally, all those things that It's not a, even though conventional medicine loves to make things very cookie cutter, you know, the same three doses or one of three doses for a woman, when it comes to hormone replacement, I mean, you just really can't do it that way.
No, I agree. Yeah. Perimenopause and menopause, you know, everybody has their own health goals. So that's one of the things when we work with patients, especially as I ask, okay, well, let's determine what our goals are. Cause you don't always just have one goal. It could be libido, hair, skin and nails, could be cardiovascular, could be bone density, could be insomnia. There's hot flashes, night sweats, so many, but let's get to Kathy's question here. So I would say, first off, you know, a lot of you that are listening already know what BIAST is, but anybody that's new, BIAST is a type of bioidentical hormone replacement. It's a combination of estriol, E3, and estradiol, E2. BIAST, it usually comes as a cream, but it can come as sublingual tablets, troches. Sometimes you can do capsules and, you know, oral, but we can always get into that. But it is a combination of an estradiol and an estriol combination, bioidentical. And you can do any kind of ratio on there, like your estradiol to your estriol can be 80-20, which is, or estriol to estradiol can be 80-20%. You can do 50-50, you can do 90-10. So many different dosings you can do with BIAST. So I know Kathy here didn't put in, you know, what the ratio is, but I'm assuming it's probably an 80-20.
We could assume, I mean, just, you know, we've been doing this long enough to, you know, we make a lot of assumptions about the information that we're provided. So yeah, we could assume, you know, statistically speaking, that most people are, you know, they're going to prescribe an 80-20 as a starting point.
So 80% estriol and then 20% estradiol. Now, because she says clicks, this clicks means it's probably a TopiClick container, which would be a cream. So a TopiClick container is like this little gadget at the bottom. There's this little spiral wheel that you twist it and you click it twice and then this cream comes out of the top. So she's definitely applying a BIAST, an estriol, an estradiol cream. And it looks like she's, like I said, she's wondering if she should just do it in the morning. Should she do it both morning and night? Cause she's wondering if it could give her too much energy.
Yeah. Right. Which again, I would assume, again, making more assumptions about, you know, Catherine here, one click in the morning or one click at night, or let's say two clicks in the morning total or two clicks at night, what would you estimate that her actual concentration probably is? What would you say?
It could be anything. I mean, we have worked with thousands of women and there are thousands of different dosing. So honestly, that's probably kind of a difficult answer. So, but at least it says, you know, my dose is two clicks. So if you want to do the math, four clicks equals 1 gram using a TopiClick. So one click would be a quarter gram, but she's doing two clicks. It sounds like once a day, which would be a half a gram. I'm, you know, honestly, I don't know because she doesn't say if she's having any symptoms. If she was having symptoms, then I would assume that BIAST is probably pretty low.
Well, just from, again, just from a lot of the questions that we've gotten over the years, I would bet that her dose is actually fairly low. Right. It just seems like that's the trend that there's, you know, these very, you know, 1 milligram, 1.5, 2 milligrams, you know, very rarely do we see them dosed even above 3 milligrams, you know, not very often anyways. So
just with our questions, you and I do all sorts of different.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got doses all over the place. So that's the thing. That's also back to that. The nuances and the individuality from woman to woman. Some women can tolerate lots of estrogen and some women can tolerate very little. That's why you can't really have the same approach across the board because women are just going to tolerate different amounts. But this, you know, that's interesting because she's doing it once or twice a day, only two clicks. So she's doing what we would normally do as half of the dose, and yet it's giving her a lot of energy, which I would agree with her.
She said, I'm wondering if it can be energizing.
Yeah, sure.
So she's not saying if it's giving her energy. She's wondering if it can be. And I will say, most of the time, BIAST doesn't. You can put on your BIAST, your estriol, estradiol cream, and still be able to go to sleep. I've had a few women, I would say I probably maybe count on both hands, it's not that many, that it can be a little, estrogen can be a little stimulating. And if that's the case, then I'll have them put it on a little bit earlier in the evening. But honestly, that's not very many women. Most women, I have them put on that estrogen right before they put your head on the pillow to go to sleep, because bioidentical hormones are amazing, but they're very gentle. They don't have a very long lifespan in the body, that if you're just putting on your BIAST hormone cream in the morning, by the evening time, it's out of your system. And that's why a lot of women will have night sweats and hot flashes while they're sleeping if they don't do an evening dose.
Yeah. So our default, when we're, let's say we're seeing a new patient or someone that hasn't been on hormones before, or we're seeing them for the first time or the first few times, our default is always 2 clicks twice a day. Most of the time. No, we might have exceptions to the rule depending on what's going on, depending on what their situation is. But you know, the majority of the time, they're going to do 2 clicks in the morning, and they're going to
A half a gram in the morning, a half a gram in the evening.
Yeah, right. So 2 clicks in the morning, half a gram, and then 2 clicks in the evening, and then they sort of, we initiate from there to see how they respond, and some adjustments can be made.
Have you ever had a patient when they put on 2 clicks of the cream? So you got this little top, you click, 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 and this cream comes out of the top. You put it on. Have you had any patients ever tell you that felt like that was a lot of cream? Can you make it smaller?
Yeah, sure. Now we try to do, We do it that way on purpose. So the half a gram, the 2 clicks, it's supposed to minimize how much cream you're actually using. Whether you're applying it to the inner thigh, we always recommend for systemic purposes to apply it to the inner thigh. If you're doing it vaginally, we don't usually use biased vaginally, because it has the estradiol component to it. We would do a separate estriol for that. That's a little bit different, but even still, we would use a half or 2 click dosage or a half a gram dosage to minimize, you know, how much cream. Now, in order to do a quarter gram, like this, 1 click and 1 click, then you have to increase the concentration, because if you do the math, like you said, 4 clicks is, you take the total milligrams, you divide it by 4, tells you how much estrogen or how much biased is in each click. You know, that sort of determines what you're trying to accomplish there, how high the overall dosage needs to be. This is an interesting thing, though. A lot of times in these questions we get, they never give us the milligrams amount. You know, they might give us the ratio, but the 80-20 or the 50-50.
It's hard to know. It's hard to understand. I get it, because I have patients and they'll get their dosing from the pharmacy. I called in the prescription, and I'll ask them, you know, sometimes I want to double check what I called in. Is that actually what you got?
Yeah, right.
And they'll look at their prescription and they'll say, I don't know how to read this. Yeah, and then I'll say, I don't care. Just start saying letters and numbers at will, and I'll be able to figure it out. So it's hard to say, because when someone's doing a biased, so let's say, like I said, biased is an 80-20. Typically 80-20. So, you know, biased 80-20, 80% estriol, 20% estradiol. If you're calling in a biased of 5 milligrams, it's not going to say biased 5 milligrams on that, mm-hmm. on that cream package. It'll say E3/4 mL/2 mL/, you know, something, you know, CRM, and it has a lot of, so sometimes it's really hard.
Yeah, no, it really gets complicated when they add in the DHA, the progesterone, and testosterone all into the same cream. You got this huge list of just a bunch of letters and numbers on there. You're right. It can be very challenging to be able to decipher that.
Even for me, sometimes it still gets a little challenging. In fact, this morning I got a refill authorization from a pharmacy, and I have for a patient, I have her on a 50-50 biased of 11 milligrams with 1 milligram testosterone. Okay. So it's a 50-50 biased, 11 milligrams, 1 milligram of testosterone per gram in a cream clicker. And the pharmacy, because they love their math and it needs to be accurate, they sent me a refill authorization. It says, you know, estriol, testosterone, and it says, you know, like 1/5.5/5.5/mL/ this. And I had to look at that for a second and say, okay, wait, even for me, it's kind of hard to decipher.
Absolutely. So, I've had people send me their prescriptions or, you know, things like that. And you do have to, you do have to actually look at that. Like, wait a minute. So I can see for the average person that's not really aware of what's going on there, because it has to be, the pharmacies write it in a very particular way. It looks like a foreign language.
So
really does.
If anyone out there, you know, wants to let us know what your dose is, just whatever it says on that prescription label, is just write it verbatim. I promise you I'll be able to figure it out.
Yeah. And honestly, the dosing, the actual milligram amount, what is your actual dosage, matters more than the ratio. Right. If it's 1 milligram, 3 milligrams, 5 milligrams, 7 milligrams, that number matters more than what the ratio is. However, the higher the dosage is, the more the ratio matters in some respects, because if you got a 50-50, that means versus an 80-20, you have, you know, what, 30% more estradiol in that prescription than you would in an 80-20 if you're doing a 50-50 ratio, right? So that's where it gets, it's not rocket science. I mean, it's really not, but if you don't know how to read those those things or don't know how to do that math, you know, whatever, it can be a little bit confusing to, you know, to decipher what, you know, what's going on. Because at the end of the day, you know, for a woman, it really comes down to the dosage, like what dosage is right for her. And I said just a few minutes ago that some women can handle a little bit and they start to have problems, you know, where they're, you know, maybe in this case, we're assuming, or at least I'm assuming Catherine is a little bit energized by her bias dose, or she's asking that. I'm assuming she's feeling that way, but again, it's hard to know for sure. That's a great sign if it is. I would consider at least estrogen in general to be sort of a stimulating or an energizing hormone. Would you agree?
Yes and no. I mean, it is supposed to be, it's great for the brain. So that's why when your estrogen's low, it's really hard to get the information out of your brain. That's what I always ask people to differentiate if they're having estrogen-induced kind of brain fog. Like, do you have the word in your brain, but you can't get it out of your mouth for like several seconds? And they'll say, yep, I go, that's an estrogen issue. So that's where it can be stimulated in terms of, you know, for the brain and for that mental awareness. Honestly, I can count maybe on two hands on how many women would get stimulated and they couldn't go to sleep with the estrogen.
Well, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that it's going to stimulate you where you can't go to sleep. I didn't really mean that. Just that it's going to raise your energy level. But again, I would say that that is very much dose dependent, right? The higher the dose.
So what do you mean that if it's going to raise your energy level and you take it and then you can't go to sleep?
No. I don't mean it. I mean it more over time as opposed to indirectly. Like you apply it at 9 o'clock and by 9:30, you can't sleep. I don't mean it quite like that.
Oh, you just mean overall can estrogen
overall. Yeah. Overall. You know, like they've been on it now. Yeah, they've been on it for 30 days and they have just more energy overall.
Their energy is better. Their mood is better. Mm-hmm. Their mental alertness is better. I mean, absolutely. That's why a lot of women, I'll have them take their biased right before they go to bed, because when you're sleeping, we end up using it up a little bit faster. I even have some women actually have a little bit higher levels of their biased at night. I have them put on a little bit more at night to help them not have those hot flashes and night sweats.
Yeah. I don't mean that. I mean, we want them to take it before bed because it is for a menopausal woman, their issue usually, now granted, I'm just a dumb man, so I don't, you know anything, but from what the feedback I've gotten over the years and talking with patients is that they, you know, the menopausal women, they don't do well falling asleep, right? They're just kind of like, staring at the ceiling. Yeah.
And staying asleep.
Well, of course, but we've always made the distinction between perimenopause, they can't stay asleep, and menopause, they can't fall asleep. You know, I mean, of course, there's exceptions to every rule, right? But just as a tendency, the estrogen is going to be part of getting them to fall asleep a little bit easier.
You know, I would sort of agree with that, but I would say I have a lot of menopausal women that say they put their head on the pillow and they fall right asleep, but they can't stay asleep. And of course, we've always turn that back around to being more of a cortisol issue or an adrenal issue.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Yeah. Yeah. Certainly the cortisol is playing a big role there. You know, but, the estrogen is definitely part of that. You know, let's say they're just doing progesterone first. They're not quite in menopause yet. They're on progesterone only. They're having a bunch of hot flashes or night sweats at night, keeping them awake. Now you give them some estrogen, that sort of takes that edge off. And now they're actually able to fall asleep and stay asleep, you know, most of the night. Or they wake up five times a night previous, you give them some bias cream and now they're able to, you know, they're only waking up once or something. So their sleep quality improves immensely once you add in the estrogen like that.
Which would definitely help with the energy during the day.
Yeah. 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 Well, yeah. I mean, honestly, that's a whole nother topic talking about sleep and menopause, but if you're waking up multiple times every night, you know, 3 to 5 times a night, I mean, what's the average that you've heard over the years when a woman's entering menopause, how many times are they waking up on average? Like I said, 3 to 5 times plus
many times with the sweats and the hot flashes. So then they're not getting good quality sleep. Even some women, they might be having little mini flushes while they're sleeping, but it's not enough to bring them into consciousness, but that's still not good sleep.
Yeah, no. So then your energy moving forward. Now you might have a good day here or there, but overall your energy is just going to be, you know, if you're not sleeping well at night, meaning that you're not getting long uninterrupted hour chunks of sleep, then your energy during the day is just going to be, you know, nothing else needs to be done. That's why with a new patient, now granted, we're not accepting any new patients anymore. So we are not seeing any new ones anytime soon, but these things still come up from time to time and, you know, acute stressors and whatever. So sleep is always sort of a battle Some do better and some, you know, still struggle. But if I was seeing a new patient, you know, the first 30 days is to get rid of the hot flashes if they're in menopause, to get rid of the hot flashes / night sweats, and then improve sleep quality in the first 30 days. If you can do those two things, right, then everything else is going to sort of trickle off of that. Your energy is going to improve. Your weight will sort of stabilize. Your mood will be better. You know, everything will be better if you are able to improve that sleep quality in the short term.
So I would definitely say for Catherine in her question, I know she's saying her dose is 2 clicks. You and I both love the Biest and the Estrogenist. She definitely should be doing it both morning and night. I have one patient I can think of actually that I talked to this last week that I just have her do it at night and it works great for her. She doesn't need any during the day. But for the most part, I'd say because of the longevity of that hormone in your system, and because you put it on in the morning, it's gone by the nighttime, that really, I think putting it on twice a day is really important.
Like I said, it's always been our default. There's exceptions, but most of the time, the half-life of the estrogen is only about 12 hours, right? So if you apply it at 7 in the morning, by 7 o'clock, it's gone.
Yeah, most of it is gone.
Yeah, and then whatever you apply in the evening is going to get you through the night. Now, if a woman's not having any hot flashes during the day, sometimes you can backload it, right? So you can apply both of your doses in the evening and nothing in the morning. But preferably, we like to do it twice a day like that. But like I said, there is exceptions where some women can get away with it just doing it once. But typically, we like to do that at night before they go to sleep, just to make sure their sleep quality is in a good spot. So again, we're making some assumptions, but that's sort of the fun part when we kind of break these down. That's where there's a lot of tendencies, both by us, by the people asking the question, by their prescribers, what they're being given, right? So it's a good way to sort of have your finger on the pulse of what is being done out there in the marketplace and what, that's why we are encouraging the questions, because it gives us a sense of what's being done out there, across the country.
No, absolutely. So I definitely appreciate Catherine writing this message to us. I don't know her dose, and you and I are kind of speculating, but I would say what she could do if she's doing 2 clicks, which is a half a gram of cream, is she could just split it up and do 1 click, a quarter gram in the morning, and then 1 click, a quarter gram in the evening. That would be a great way to just kind of start.
Yeah. So a 1 click in the morning and then 1 click at night. Yeah. And then, like I said earlier, if you're still having issues, now granted, it can be energizing, maybe that's a little too much. That's half of her dose, right? Who knows if it's causing her to stay awake. That doesn't happen very often, but it occasionally does every so often. So
she could put it on a little, if she's noticing that, she could put it on a little earlier, like around 6 or 7 in the evening, early evening, as opposed to, 10 o'clock before she goes to bed. And that might be a nice way. I've had some women, not that I work with, but women that are taking Prometrium or like a progesterone, which is an instant release, and maybe that's what their insurance, and they can't get the compounded sustained release, that a lot of times that can sometimes make them feel a little, a little too tired if they take it too early. So then I say, take it right before you go to sleep. There's lots of different ways to do hormones. You don't have to do them. Like you were saying earlier, everybody's different. We have to treat the individual, not just, dosing AM, PM. So a lot of times with a lot of patients, I have lots of different times that people take their hormones at.
Yeah. We're not really big on, you and I are not big on social media, at least mm-hmm. participating or posting on social media, but we're sort of, working on our Instagram account.
We got
two posts on there. But what we plan on doing, we're using a platform or a service or something called Headliner, which it takes our audio clips of our podcast and it creates like a AI generated transcription of it. We did one, another one, we did it on Biest. We were talking about Biest and the AI called it Biest.
Like they're biased.
Yeah, like they have a prejudice or something. So I had to tell the social media guy, says this is supposed to be biased, which is a type of hormone replacement, not the word biased.
Spell check always does that too when I write it on like a text message or even an email.
Unless you're a woman or you're a practitioner and you're prescribing or taking hormones, you wouldn't know what biased is. It's not in the dictionary or anything like that. But we're still working on our Instagram. I think, what is our Instagram? Isn't just like handle at Progressure Health.
I should know this.
Well, I think
it might be under my name.
The handle is PY8 because we just opened the account or just created the account. We had a couple of them for our dogs. They have their own Instagram. And then for the Progressor Health, I think it's PYH2024.
No, that's, I think the Twitter, whatever it's called now,
handle. X.
Yeah, X. That's the X handle. Let's see, I have it right here.
We're showing our age right now.
I know this is all.
We're showing our age now, right
now. And I love Instagram, and I can't figure. Oh, it's just Progress Your Health.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. You may be right. I think they wouldn't let me do it on X. You can still put Progress Your Health on there, but then I had to do the username was PYH2024.
We have three posts now. So he posts another one.
Yeah. So we got we plan on putting all the episodes up there, little clips of the episodes, the audio episodes that gets turned into like a little transcription thing. You know.
Oh, he's so cute. He wrote suggestions for women if she's suffering from genital urinary syndrome of menopause. Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. Like you were just talking about that on one of the last episodes. You know, that's like the new term that everyone's using these days. What's the acronym? Acronym in the term?
GSM, genital urinary syndrome of menopause. GSM.
GSM. Okay. Yeah. GSM sounds easy, but you know, I wonder how long that'll take to, you know, kind of catch on. But yeah, that way you're combining the reproductive tract with the urinary tract, kind of combining them all together.
Instead of just calling it vaginal atrophy.
Yeah, sure. All right, so Catherine's question, short, simple, easy, you know, a couple of things to kind of parse out there. Most of the time we suggest, you know, taking it twice. You could do it once, but we usually recommend taking it twice, especially if you're having hot flashes. Then you would want to for sure take it twice, you know. And then if that doesn't help, then maybe go back to your practitioner and adjust the dosing. So, any other comments or feedback for Catherine?
No. Thank you for everybody listening and for sending in your questions.
Yeah. So until next time, I'm Dr. Mackey,
and I'm Dr. Davidson.
Take care. Bye bye.
Thank you for listening to the Progress Your Health podcast. If you like what you've heard on this podcast, please give us a positive review on iTunes. This allows us to spread our message, grow our audience, and help more people around the world. For more information, visit our website at progressyourhealth.com.